Blog Talk Radio.
I may not know what you are going through today, the sorrow, the hardship, the pain. But though the mountains crumble and the oceans rage, and war against my soul the devil may wage, though the tempest has turned my smile upside down, and my life like a river of sorrow in which I drown, yet will I stand, unshaken for as long as it lasts. Faithful is he that promised that it shall come to pass. If God be for us, then who can stand against? The God who spoke all the earth into form. He said, let there be light, let it be bright. Let there be day, let there be night. Out of the sound of his voice, birds, fish, and trees did come. The mountains, they melt like wax. The hills skip like young cows at the sound of the voice of the God that we serve. Our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, beside thee, O Lord. daily fast.
Myself in deep. Rock of hate. There is no place Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for another opportunity to come to your table and feast this morning. Lord, we ask your forgiveness and your mercy this morning. We ask that you would rain down righteousness upon us as we seek your face, O God, as we break up the fallow ground this morning. Lord God, we ask that you would have your way. Father, we recognize that it's not about us, but it's about you, Lord God. That's why we come each morning here to worship and bow down and praise you and exalt you, glorify your name. We ask this morning, God, as your atmosphere is already saturated, God, that you would take control. God, rain down, rain down, rain down, rain down your power, rain down your glory, rain down your anointing, oh God. Destroy yokes this morning, God. Oh God, we ask you to, oh God, allow the fallow ground to be broken up this morning. We ask you to heal this morning, oh God. We Lord, ask you, Lord Jesus, to have your way, God. Oh Father, move through the corridors of our hearts, oh God. Oh God, move through the crevices of our hearts, oh God, and fill in the cracks, oh God. This morning, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to speak to us. Our hearts are open, our ears are attentive to your voice this morning. God, we only want to hear from you. We ask you to speak to us, oh God. Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. God, we ask you to bring change where change is needed, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, let the word go to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God. And let it heal, God. Let it deliver. Let it restore, God. Let it encourage this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless this bishop, bless this apostle, Lord God, and I allow them to go forth, oh God, in the anointing. Oh God, as the Holy Spirit lead them. Father, we are so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Bishop and Apostle, and let the Lord use you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Greetings to everyone. To God be all the honor, glory, and praise. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Father God. It's such a pleasure to be in the land of the living. About a week ago and a couple of days, I didn't know if I was going to cross over or not, but the Lord has kept me. Another day. Some have fallen by the way. He guides our footsteps every day, and he answers when we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. Now, I am Bishop and my wife is Apostle with the Washingtons, coming to you on the great, under the great teachings of Apostle David Callender, our spiritual leader. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Good morning, Apostle, and all who are on this line. It's such a pleasure to be here, to be back on Blog Talk Radio once again. Now, our topic for today is Into a Lifetime of Super Abundance. And we're going to be coming to you from the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 20 at verse 20. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praising the Lord. Praising the Lord today and every day. Thank you, Apostle Callender. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Because he is God.
Unknown caller.
Just a minute, please. Well, we're going to proceed on regardless. Amen. Bishop has already given our topic. We're going to start with 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 20. Hallelujah. Thank God for everyone on the line. Glory be to God. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. God is truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is a very important subject, and they all are, but this one is one that I believe is timely because so many people don't understand how to get God's superabundance, his superabundance in our lives. He says that he came to give us life and life more abundantly, but what does that mean? Number one, it means that we get saved. Once we get saved and get sanctified and set apart from this world, we can have that superabundant life, but we have to go after it. We have to go after it. We have to not look at what's going on. There's a crisis in the world. It's been a crisis since the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. The crisis started. Destruction started. It's been there. But we can't allow that to stop us from receiving. Let it not be a hindrance as we see what's going on in the world. Let it not hinder our faith. Let it not hinder us from God's greatness, from his supernatural blessings, his superabundance in our lives. But it's there's ways that we have to go to become attracted to God. Just another minute, please. Hold on, please. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We're back again. As I said, we're in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. And in that chapter, Jehoshaphat is faced. He's facing this great army, King Jehoshaphat. Glory mm-hmm. to God. And the scripture reads that in chapter 20, verse 20, which is the scripture that we're teaching from today. And let's go there. 20, verse 20. Hallelujah. It reads, Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah, people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." Hallelujah. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. His mercy endures forever." As they began to sing and praise the Lord, and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and the Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them, and they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, and they helped to destroy, and they helped to destroy one another. So when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooked the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one escaped, can escape God. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder. They found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and articles of value, more than they could take away. There were so much plunder that it took them days to collect it. I would say that's the favor of God. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the valley of Baraka to this day. So they defeated the enemy that came. This vast army came against them. And it was all because of God's superabundance, his superabundance favor, his superabundant love, and all that God poured out on them that day. God said, the battle is not yours, it is mine. And when we listen, when we obey God and listen to his prophets and listen to the word of God, we are going to be successful. We will, but we got to believe. The key is to believe God. Once
Amen.
You receive a word from God, you've got to believe, and directly after you receive that word, number one, you believe. Number two, you release your faith. You release your faith. Jehoshaphat could all he knew was that this army was coming to defeat them, but he didn't know how it was going to be done. How are we going to be, you know, how are we going to get out of this one? These armies outnumbered Jehoshaphat.
Amen.
People, but no army, nothing in this world could be greater than our God.
Praise God.
No amount of people, struggle, none of that is ever going to be greater than our God and what he can do. But we have to have expectations.
Amen.
We got to expect God. We got to stay pregnant with expectation. Every
Hallelujah.
Day, expecting God to give us our daily bread. Expecting
yes,
God.
Yes.
To give us his living water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Expecting God to pour out his mercy upon us. When we get out of the bed in the morning, you throw the cover off and you say, God, I thank you today for your favor, God. Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
I thank you, God, that your favor surrounds me as a shield, oh God. I thank you, God, that this day is a great day because you are a great God and because you have already loaded me up with benefits. You see, Jehoshaphat and God's people had the favor of God, and he had to release his faith. Hallelujah. He didn't know how God was going to do it, but God just said to pray and praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat was terrified, but he didn't let it paralyze him.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed calm enough to think. God will keep you calm in the storm. He
yes,
will give you courage under fire. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God will
yes,
do that. He'll give you that strength that no man can do. He'll give you his superabundance. Glory be to God. You have his superabundant favor in life.
Hallelujah.
But we got to believe. Amen. We got
Amen.
To know that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. Now, when God gives you a word, a prophecy, usually, I mean, when it's a correction, some people can't even see what they've done wrong. But a prophet will come and he'll give a word. It is a word of correction. And
mm-hmm.
then you have words of encouragement. You get a prophecy, and the Lord will say to you that something is going to happen in your life, and you just can't see how it's going to happen.
That's right.
This is what a prophecy is. a prophecy will come forth in God's timing.
Amen.
Number one, you got to know that you're in the midst of a prophet. Glory be to God. Normally, God will give you a word. You will hear in your spirit because God is with you. You're going to hear in your spirit about the things that God has planned for you.
Amen.
And a prophet will come along that don't even know you. But God has already given you a prophecy. He's already spoken to you in your spirit. And when you hear that prophet speak to you and begin to speak to you like he's known you, like he knows your life, like he knows all about you, and he just met you even, or a prophet that you've been with, like we with Apostle Calendar, prophetess is on this line, Prophetess Millie Jefferson, Apostle Millie Jefferson, she's also a prophetess, is on the line, Apostle Calendar is on the line, and he has prophesied. When I first met him, he prophesied in my life. Some of the things he was saying, I already knew. I already knew because God had already dropped it in my spirit. So here's the thing. We got to believe and receive. That's important. You got to receive. It may be something you had not heard before. But receive. Hallelujah. Receive from God. And then you got to release your faith. So when I heard a prophecy for the first time, I heard a prophecy, and I had already heard God tell me some things in my spirit. So I knew this prophet was right on. But some other things he said I had not heard. But what made me believe is that I was hearing God. While he was talking, I was still hearing God. And I knew this man was a prophet because he said some things he should not have known. If he had not been a prophet, he wouldn't have known it.
Amen.
The things that he said to me, I received it into my bishop. We received. My bishop didn't receive right away, but I did. I received right away. Eventually he did, but I received right away, and I had to release my faith. Because if we don't release the faith, then it won't come to fruition. A lot of people get a word from God, and it doesn't happen because we don't release our faith. We don't believe.
Yes,
we can't see it happen. You see, I don't need a prophecy to know that I'm a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a prophecy for that. I don't need a prophecy to tell me about what I already know.
All right, now.
But a prophecy comes, or when prophecies come, they come about things that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some you may know, but it comes about what you don't know, and then you have to believe it. You have
Praise God.
It. You have to release that faith immediately because you trust God. You can release the faith, and you become attractive to God when you have faith in him, when you believe his prophets, and you believe the word that came forth. Because
Amen.
The prophet is a mouthpiece of God. You got to
believe
that you want God's superabundance. Hallelujah. You've got to believe God for favor. God will give you favor for all of your life. When you become attracted to God because you believe, because you have faith in God, the Bible says without faith you can't please him. So
Amen.
You're very pleasing to God. You become attracted to God, and then he sets you apart. You see, favor is not favoritism.
All right, now.
Hear me. Favor is not favoritism. Favor from God means that he sets you apart. Hallelujah. Because you have become attracted to him, because you praise God, you pray to God, you praise God, you give him thanks, and you live this life of praise and worship.
Hallelujah.
The life that pleases God, the life of holiness. It sets you apart. You are sanctified. You are no longer a part of the world. And no, even though there's a crisis going on out there, there's a lot going on out there, we got to keep our focus on Jesus. We got to keep our focus on where we're going in God. We can't focus on all the terrible things that we hear in the news and all of the things that's happening out there and all of the things that's happening in our lives, perhaps. When we're under fire, we got to maintain that courage, that faith, that trust in God. Amen, that all is going to be all right. It is well in God. So we're talking today not only about receiving the word, but once you receive the word of God, then you obtain the favor of God. you obtain, when you receive all of what God is saying in his word, all of the promises, then you can see that you will have, you see super abundance in your life. God will take you to that place. But we need him to do it. Amen?
Amen.
Let me go to my notes now. Glory be to God. So God will call you to come under the shower of his blessing. Not just a financial blessing. We're not just talking about a financial anointing. He will also pour out healing, family victories, even in your profession, on your job.
Yes,
Lord. Pour out favor. He'll pour out onto you this super abundance in your life. We got to know that. Do you want his super abundance today? We can have that. He said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. In this earth even. Of course, we are going to get our rewards when we get to heaven because Jesus is preparing a place for us. There's going to be a reward ceremony. Hallelujah. And he's going to be passing out rewards. But we got to live here, and we want to be successful here in this earth. I came to encourage y'all today, don't give up. You may be on the brink of a miracle. Don't give up. Your healing is there.
Amen.
Don't give up. Your finances will be straightened out. If there's a problem with your finances, it'll be straightened out. God is going to give you some supernatural abundance. Amen. Hallelujah. We need that. We need to hear this word today. You know, we hear the word about Christians don't do this and Christians don't do that and the church is this and the church is that, and there's a lot of negatives, which is true. There is a lot of negatives. But today we want to encourage and encourage people to follow the Lord at all costs. Amen. And that's how that super abundance is going to come to you. Glory be to God. We want to see those victories. We want to see creative miracles. God's blessings are much greater than our natural ability. My God. Greater than all the wealth of this world. The world is in a crisis, but there's a lot of wealth in the world. Hallelujah. He has total and complete provision every day for every aspect of our lives. Glory to God. The blessings of God is pouring out. His blessings are with no limits. Hear me, no limits to the blessings of God. We have to believe it, though. Receive it. And when we believe and we receive, and that word is released, you know what? There's going to be a lot of rejection. Oh, my God. There's going to be a lot of rejection. You're going to get the insults. Oh, yeah, even from the people of God. Insults are going to come. Lies are going to be told. All these things when people see you moving in the direction of those supernatural things that only God can give. When he sees you moving and prospering in God, the more you prosper in God, the more your faith gets stronger, the more the enemy will come to try to discourage you. Don't allow it to happen. Please don't allow it to happen, because God wants you to prosper in all things, in health, even as your soul is prospering. And your soul is prospering when you're following the Lord, when you're carrying your cross and you're dying daily. My God, your soul is prospering. And when the soul is prospering, then everything else in your life is going to prosper. Glory be to God. I'm talking about prosperity today. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that we got to give a whole bunch of money so these things can happen. You don't need that. Hallelujah. Some of them will say, sow a seed for this and sow a seed for that. And sometimes God will say that. But we got a lot of preachers out there that's just trying to get money from people, and they're prophesying. They're not prophesying. They're prophesying. So be very careful. Make sure you know that you're in the midst of the prophets of God. Glory be to God. And that you're not being bamboozled, and that you're not being lied to in order for them to prosper on what they've taken from you. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go further. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, it's talking about the blessings of the Lord. You see, God is going to manifest miracles into your life. He's going to prosper in your, you're going to be prosperous in your health, in your finances, and all of the things, all of these things shall be so. It shall be so because Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 says, the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow to it. That's a good word. But we have to receive that word. Hallelujah. He adds no sorrow to it. We're going to be blessed. Now, there may be some sorrowful things that happen in life, but it's not because of God. It's because we just have to walk through. Amen. Things will happen in life. It's going to happen. We can't stop it from happening. God will keep us through anything that's happening. That's all part of his superabundance. He gives us that favor. He gave us faith. And with that faith, we get that favor. Glory be to God. And God is going to pour out on you. Believe it today. We should be prophesying into our own life. Glory be to God. We should be saying, God, I thank you. I thank you that you're prospering me in every way, God. You're prospering every aspect of my life. I'm prospering spiritually, monetarily. My God, I'm prospering in my knowledge. God has given us knowledge. Hallelujah. Knowledge is very important. Very, very important. We've got to have knowledge. We got to know what's going on. Amen? So make sure you read your Bible and study your Bible. Make sure you look at the news. Make sure you read. Make sure you read things and learn things and know new things. But in the meantime, God is pouring out. So you got to release your faith, you see. We're talking about releasing today. Releasing into the atmosphere, the word of God. We're talking about the superabundance of God. That's how it comes when you release faith and when you release the word out of your mouth. When you begin to say what God said. God is pouring out his joy on me. He's pouring out his peace on me today. I have his peace. I have his joy. I have everything I need because God said that he would supply all of my needs. So we're supposed to be confessing these things. We can't be silent. We got to open up our mouth and profess the word of God. Hallelujah. He's the provider. And we got to let him know, God, I trust you. And you know, God, I expect you to do what you said you're going to do. That's what faith is, expecting God to do what he says he's going to do.
Amen.
No problem for God. God don't have problems. As I said, he's a problem solver. So
yes,
while the world is experiencing all these things out in the world, we got to sit still and know that God is God.
Amen.
We sit still and wait on God. No matter what, you may have a crisis in your life right now, but no matter what, expect God to come in and show you his favor. That's what God does. He pours out his favor. He said, my favor is a shield. He covers us. He covers us. He's not going to let us be destroyed. No matter what the enemy is doing, God will not let us be destroyed. Amen?
Amen.
Because he said, you're going to prosper, but he's not going to add the sorrow to it. God doesn't add the sorrow. Sorrow comes. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
God is there to help us.
Amen.
God is saying, don't you worry, I'm here. Don't you worry, no matter what's happening in your life, don't you worry. You see, because we can't allow distractions. We have to say what God says. Live, we got to live in the superabundance of the overflow. There's an overflow. Look at it this way, there's overflow. David said, in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He also said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's in Psalm 23, verse 6. So when you confess these things, this is also a confession. Goodness and mercy is following me every day.
Praise God.
Goodness and mercy. You see, when we pray, we make these and we confess even God for. Hallelujah. If you believe in God for healing, we're supposed to be confessing the healing scriptures.
Amen.
We're supposed to having those scriptures that's piping all through the house. And let it come out of our mouth that I know I'm healed because God took all the stripes on his back so that I was in his body. God did that for me already. The Bible says by his stripes we were healed. So when you continue to speak the healing scriptures, when you continue to say to God, God, I trust you that you're already healed. I've been healed before. Glory be to God. I know that the doctor's got facts on the paper, but God, I believe the truth that you've already told me. I see the facts, God, but I believe the truth that says I'm healed. Glory be to God. And keep on saying it because you are healed. Glory to God. We got to confess the word of God. We got to come to the place where everything you put your hands on transforms into a blessing.
Yes,
hallelujah. His blessing, the manifestations of God's supernatural abundance is in your life right now. This is what we're supposed to be saying. God's superabundance is in my life right now. I have all I need. I am into the overflow. Glory be to God. God, even in the anointing, I'm in the overflow because the Bible says in Psalm 23 also, he anoints my head with oil and my cup runneth over. You know, I'm anointed to the overflow. Glory to God. Everything is in the overflow because God is more than enough. He's more than enough of what we need, enough of what we want. The Bible says he gives us the desires of our hearts. Glory be to God. When we diligently seek him, we will be rewarded with superabundance. I'm telling y'all, it's there. Now, we don't know how God's going to do it, but we got to believe the word of God. Believe the word of the prophet, and you shall prosper. Believe Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Believe everything that God said, and you shall prosper.
Praise the Lord.
Not prospering because we're not speaking the word of God. We're not really believing like we say we do. We're not really doing the things that's going to cause the blessings to come upon our lives. Can you praise him when you're sick? Can you praise him when you're broke? Can you praise him, my God, when the children are sick? Can you praise him when the marriage is on the rocks? Can you praise God? And this is how you bring the superabundance to your life. Because, God, I trust you no matter what's going on in my life, no matter what's going on out there, no matter what the government is doing. Glory be to God. I'm dependent on you, God. I'm not dependent on the government. I can't do anything about what they're doing.
That's so true.
I can't change what they're doing. I can't do that. You can vote for your favorite politician, but you have no control on what they're going to do when they get into that position. You got no control over that. Don't worry about the government. Do what you need to do as a citizen.
Amen.
Do what's right by God. Do what's just by God. Don't worry about what's going on in the government. Don't worry about what the government is doing. Pray about it. Don't worry about it. Pray about what the church is doing. Don't worry about it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Just pray about it. Somebody's insulting you, pray for them. Lying on you, pray for them. Cussing you out, pray for them.
Praise the Lord.
Because God, that's how you obtain the favor of God. When you can bless your enemies with a prayer, that's a great blessing. That's saying that, Lord, I forgive them. Lord, I forgive them, Lord. You forgave me, and I forgive them, Lord.
Yes,
no matter what they're doing to me, Lord, I forgive. Hallelujah. Release your faith. Soul your life. Make the sacrifice, and you will experience the blessing, the superabundance of God.
Praise
the
Lord.
Your little and turn it into much. Yes, he will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There
Amen.
Are years and years of plenty. It is yours. It is ours. So we got to make the sacrifices. We got to sow for the overflow. You hear me? We got to sow for the overflow. You got to sow yourself.
Praise God.
You got to make yourself available for God. You got to make yourself available to do the work. Whatever your assignment is, we don't all have the same assignment. We don't all preach the same. There's different vibes. Yes. God uses us in different ways.
Yes.
And so appreciate the different vibes. Appreciate God's people. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, super abundance of God. We started out talking about Jehoshaphat, which is very important because we're all going to face battle. And we're talking about the super abundance of God in your life. That's what we're talking about. I know about it. And just now I was talking about the different vibes, but no matter what the vibe is, as long as the word is being preached, we receive it. Amen. We receive the word. And when we receive the word, we execute the word. Got to receive the word of God. If we want the uncommon favor in our lives, if we want to see us grow in the fruit of the Spirit, we have to believe the word of God. That's so very important. And you will have a lifetime of super abundance and the favor of God. It will change your life. Doors will open that no man can shut. And you will experience the favor of God. But you must love and obey Yahweh. Amen. If you want your spirit, soul, and body, and every area of your life to be blessed, then we got to follow in the ways of Yahweh. That's the only way superabundance is going to come. Some people will say, why are you preaching about superabundance? Because God is a super God. And because he wants to bless us abundantly. He said it in his word. And people are so discouraged today. Inflation is at its all-time high. Sickness is at an all-time high. Death is at an all-time high. Destruction out in the earth is at an all-time high. You know, we had, how many tornadoes hit one place in one day?
70 plus
tornadoes.
One went 219 miles straight distance. Thank God. 219 straight miles of destruction from one tornado.
One tornado. So you see, but we can't allow these things to get us down. We can't allow these things to make us have some fear. Because God has not given us the spirit. We got to look at the word of God and say, okay, God, I know all these things are happening. And you may be under some fire right now. You may be in the fire right now.
Just know
that God got your back.
Let me say
amen.
Something.
Go ahead, Pastor.
It was so beautiful. This man was, he said, I got in my bathtub and this tornado was coming. That one that went 200 miles, he got in his bathtub. He said, now all I could do was pray. When he did come out, his whole house was basically gone. He had one wall near the bathtub that was still up. His car was flipped upside down. And furniture and whatever he had was like 2, 3, 4 blocks away.
Amen.
Some of it that he found.
My God.
Some of it just got blown to oblivion. It just blew to pieces. But he was praying. He said, I was just praying.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
mm-hmm.
I can do. Now, that's when you got faith in God.
Yes, sir.
You got faith in God. And another man said he had faith in God, and he was praying. Him and his neighbors went into a cellar. And the door on the cellar was made out of a plywood, like a crappy plywood.
Oh, geez.
And he said his hands were numb, kind of hold. They said, hold that door. And held the door until the storm was over. He said, my hands were numb. I couldn't even feel them. But we had faith. We were praying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
And that's what it takes.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say how your faith. You got to have faith.
Amen. That's very, very important.
Oh,
and a lot of times we just don't. Stuff just gets so rough, and we get despondent. We get down. We start to feeling down, and next thing you know, if we continue in that vein, then we can end up depressed, anxiety, health issues. all of this happens when we just don't trust God enough. We got to trust him all the way. And I just came to encourage y'all today. Not going to be long before you today. I just want you to know that the superabundance of God is available for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want you to know how to get it. Only God will take your little and turn it into a lifetime of abundance. We got to sow our way out. Sow your way out. Now, on Blog Talk, we don't ask for offerings. We don't ask for offerings often. We don't. We don't ask you for offering for a prophecy. We don't ask you for an offering so you can receive the abundance of God. That's something that happens. You continually do that. Once you learn that the abundance comes when you sow your life, when you sow whatever you can give to the Lord and whatever he's asking you to give, whatever assignment he's giving you to do, when we obey and do what God said to do, that brings in his super abundance. He will take your little and turn it into much.
Hallelujah.
That's what God does. He brings you right into the overflow. I know about it. I know about it. Do I go through trials? Yes, I do. Have I been through a lot? Yes, I have. But God brought me through, brought us through, brought our family through. This is what God does. It's part of the abundant life in God. He does not forget our troubles. He does not forget our struggles. He does not. This is God. God is an awesome and mighty God. So release your faith for the manifestation of the blessing on your life.
Yes.
A lifetime of superabundance is there for you. The favor of God is there for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, when Jesus gave his life on the cross, died and then rose on the third day and then resurrected, he made us righteous when he did that. He shed his blood. He made righteousness available to all. And with it came the favor of God. Yes, on. You see the green at the top?
Okay.
Praise God. So we're talking about the superabundance of God that is available for all born-again believers.
Yes.
Born-again believers who will release their faith regardless to rejection, regardless to lies and all of the things that happen, all of the things that come against us. We still believe God. We still have faith in God. We're still going to praise him and worship him. You see, you betcha. You will receive. You can bet. You can bet. I bet you. You will receive an abundance of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to receive an abundance of understanding, which means so much. You got to get some understanding. If we got wisdom and don't have no understanding, then how do we properly use wisdom? We got to have the understanding. Once you receive, you got to get some understanding. Amen? So it's available for all of, again, I say, born-again believers. It was available. God spoke a word and told him what to do, and he did what God said. He believed God. He went ahead, and he called the singers, and they began to praise God. And when the armies came, this vast army came against Jehoshaphat, for those who were just joining us, started out in Chronicles 20 and 20. And Jehoshaphat is facing this army, and they want to come and annihilate the people of God.
Second Chronicles.
In Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 is where we started. But God gave him a word, and he released that word to the people. But if he had rejected that word, then they would have been defeated. But he received that word, and he followed instructions. That's very important. He followed instructions. If a prophet come and give you some instructions and give you a word, you gotta follow through. You know, you can't see. You can't see it. You can't see it happening. You like, what? Prophet come and tell you certain things. And
yeah,
me, I don't know. But you got to know that God is able. You're not able to do it, but God is able. God will do it. If he said he'll do it, then you just have to say, okay, God, it's settled. You said it, and I believe it. I receive it, and now I release my faith. That's how you get the superabundance in your life. You release that faith, and then favor comes upon your life. Why? Because you're pleasing God. That favor. Amen. You want to please God? Praise him. Praise him in spite of all of what's going on. So many people, again, I say, is suffering. Suffering. Many people are suffering worse than we've ever suffered.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
So don't complain. Just release the word of, release God's word out of your mouth. Not complain. Not be fussy and argumentative. Just release the word. And have no doubt that God's word is going to come forth. Amen. And that's how it was with Jehoshaphat. Yeah, he had some fear. He was scared. But he sought the Lord. Before he did anything else, he sought the Lord by praying and seeking wisdom from God. I'm just going back to Jehoshaphat. It's a powerful story. And so as he received from God, he brought that energy to the people. When he began to speak faith, he brought that energy. He brought that don't give up. No matter how bad it looks, I'm telling you, God got your back. Mm-hmm. And that's what he was saying. So he brought that energy. He didn't act alone, though, but he gathered the people to tell them about the issue. Mm-hmm. And he listened to the voice of the Lord until he knew what to do. That's what we got to do. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen to what he's saying. If I had not listened on yesterday, I would have missed the deadline. It was a deadline for something that I had to do. And if I had not listened, because I thought I had more time, if I had not listened to the Spirit, I would have missed that deadline. And I wouldn't have what I need right now. But God, see, God's favor is on my life. Glory be to God. I say glory be to God for that. I know his favor is on my life. He wasn't going to let me miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I live. I know God is not going to let me miss out on nothing or anything that he has for me. Glory be to God. I know God is opening up doors for us.
Mm-hmm.
And no man is going to be able to shut it.
Yeah.
But in his timing, God's timing is perfect. We got to wait on God. Wait. You sit in that waiting room with the Holy Spirit. Be still. He said, and know I'm God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to cause anything bad. I'm not going to cause anything horrible. God doesn't cause horrible things in our lives. He allows us to go through some things so that we can get to what it is that he has for us. So we can get more faith. So we can get more training. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we can get that training for that reigning. Hallelujah. If you want to reign in the superabundance of God, we got to be trained by God. We got to be trained in our faith. Glory be to God. This is so important. A lot of people are missing out on many blessings, missing out on the overflow, missing out on the favor flowing in their lives because we don't give God what we're supposed to give God. That adoration. That reverence, that praise, that praying, my God, hallelujah, that worship and believing what he tells us to do. Jehoshaphat did what God said. He seeked God about the problem. So he bowed his head and he began to embrace the steps he and his nation, God's people, had to take. Hallelujah. This is all in chapter 20. He assembled the singers, the ones that were going to be key players. He gave them instructions on what each one had to do according to what God had said because he sought God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Seek God first.
Hallelujah.
That's what he did. He knew. He knew. I can't do this on my own. I got to seek God. I don't want to be on my own. I give everything to God.
Yes,
ma'am. I surrender all to God. This is what we must do. All. When I say all, we mean all. Amen. So he got the victory because he followed through and he succeeded just as God predicted, just as God had told him. The battle was not for Jehoshaphat. The battle was for the Lord. And he followed the instructions. That's so, so, so important. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can't be dropouts. We can't drop out.
Come here. Come here.
When we drop out, we don't get what we need. We lose out.
Yeah.
When you drop out, you lose out. Amen. So don't drop out at all. Stay in the fight. It's so, so important. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we got maybe Vince should put her in the house before he goes.
Get out of
unless she's gonna sit still. Okay. Okay. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name.
Bless you. Have a blessed
day. Oh God, help me preach. In the name of Jesus, God.
Go watch that.
Holy Spirit, help me. Yep. Hallelujah. So, like,
all right.
Okay, God
come
bless
back,
you. She'll be all right once he gets out the door. Amen. So it takes responsibility.
Come on, babe.
As Christian.
Come on.
You can't be dropout. Drop out. Give up. When you drop out of faith, you fail to take responsibility. And then they are the one. They are the cop-outs. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that make excuses for why they can't be responsible.
Yes, I'm about to say
that. Make excuses. I heard it so plainly. Not too long ago, an excuse was made for not doing what needed to be done, what we need to do. God does not accept excuses.
Yes.
He does not accept excuses. He won't accept excuses. God can't use a dropout and a cop-out. We got to be in it to win it. Amen.
Got to be obedient.
And then there's the all out. We are the all out. We are the all out. The people that are close to me on this line. We are the all out. The people who are close to Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Jesus. We are the all out. We're all out. We go all out for God. We go all out for God. That's how you get to superabundance that we're talking about, the topic that we are discussing today. Hallelujah. It is. Yahweh will take your little and turn it into much.
Yes.
So when you give your little bit to God, because compared to God, it's all little. If you gave millions of dollars, it would still be little. Our little, even when we give of ourselves, it's our little, because God is the greatest. God is the most, and we need him. Glory be to God. So when we're all out, we are leaders who own the responsibility, and we take action. That's what Jehoshaphat did. He was the leader. So as a leader, we can delegate, can accept responsibility, but we cannot give it away. We can model it. We can tell people about the Word of God and model the Word of God, y'all. But we can't make anybody do it. We can't make anybody come to the prayer line. We can't make anybody comment on what we're teaching. We can't make anybody do anything. We can just model what we know we're supposed to model, what God told us to do, and we model it by how we live, by what we do, not just by what we say. We can't be hearers only, but doers of the word. Hallelujah. God's word is powerful. God's word is wonderful. It's great.
Amen. Amen.
And when we receive that word, when we receive it and release that faith like I'm talking about, you are going to see super abundance. The little that you sow will turn into super abundance. But you got to sow yourself, number one. You got to give yourself away. You got to give yourself away to God. And when you give yourself away to God, you're going to give yourself away to people. Amen. You're going to give in to all of the dictates of what this word is telling us to do. We're going to learn the principle, and we're going to do what this word tells us to do. It's what Jehoshaphat did. He listened to God. We're using him as an example, as a model for this lesson. Because he was a good king, but then he did falter. He did end up disobeying God. But in this section of the word, he did great. He was a good king until he decided that he was going to walk on the wild side. He was going to walk on the dark side. And that's what happened. And he disappointed God and he failed God. So we don't want to fail God. If we don't fail God, then we're not. We're going to be all right. Will we have failures from time to time? I'll venture to say yes. But that doesn't make us a failure. I used to tell my children when something would happen and they come home, this one said this and this one tried to bully or whatever, or call them names, and I would say to them, that's not your name. That's not true. Or they'll say to me, somebody said I did something. Well, did you? Did you do it? Is there any truth in what they're saying? Because if it's any truth, then it's just accept it and be responsible. Yeah. Accept the truth. Do what you have to do. That's it. So we're going to take the hit. We're going to take the hit. However, we got to keep moving on. We can't allow it to hinder us from the blessings of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So here's what God says in his word. He said, call to me in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, he says. Call to me and I will answer. That's what Jehoshaphat did. And show you great and mighty things you do not know. Amen? God, didn't he show Jehoshaphat? He showed him. Amen. I am God.
Amen.
I am Yahweh. I am Almighty God. This army is not too much for me. These armies that are coming against you, this enemy that comes against us all the time, is not too much for God. We're going to triumph over that because we serve a triumphant Lord. We are triumphant people. Hallelujah. And we're going to triumph over anything that comes our way, any enemy, any trial, any trouble. Because when you got the favor of God on your life and giving you his superabundance, just know nothing is too much for God. Nothing at all. When I hear negative talk, I turn it around into something positive. I'll say something positive. I'll speak the word of God. Because we got to be careful what comes out of our mouth. So when you get a word from God, let's get back to that. When you get a word from God, it's a prophecy, but you can't see it happening. But you see, you got to have that expectation. You got to expect God to do it. You got to be ready to give birth. And it may take time. Who knows how long before that prophecy comes forth. We don't know. Only God knows. Amen? How long it's going to take, that's up to God. But we have to stay in the fight. It is a fight, fighting the good fight of faith. Hearing comes. When you hear God, when you hear him say something to you, follow through on what he said. It's very, very important. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So he said, call on me. Hallelujah. We got to love God and serve him. Seek his face. Wait on him and be good waiters. Amen. We have to give to get. Sow your way out. Sow your way out. If you're in debt, sow your way out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It works.
God said.
It's an exchange.
And God also said, if you sow your time into the word, then you'll get the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll know the principles.
Yes.
Because God said, my people suffer for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you do know, we got to execute on what we do know. Amen. So the worst poverty is spiritual poverty. That is, without serving Jesus Christ, is spiritual poverty. We got to make a sacrifice. When we make the sacrifices to God, we will not suffer lack. We'll have the abundance of Yahweh in our lives. We got to love him, serve him. We need the favor of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 4 reads, love God with all your heart. Love God with all your heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. Without loving him, we cannot expect a lifetime of superabundance without loving God. Amen? It takes all of that. My God, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord. We want our supernatural favor. It's going to take time. Because the Bible says there is seed, time, and harvest.
Yes.
So it takes time. Taking the time with God. Taking time to do the things that he said to do. Sowing your seeds along the way. Amen? It takes time, though. But it will happen. Sure enough, it will happen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the word. We bless his holy name. So if you have a good marriage, you can say, I give God the credit. It's his faith.
Sure.
This is great. And when someone comes and talks to you about they don't have a good marriage, they're having problems in their marriage, someone comes with that, then what do you say? We don't look down on them. You don't be a fault finder. You don't start trying to figure it out, giving them advice that they don't ask for. We just thank God and we pray for him. If you have children that are living a good life, blame it on the favor of God. None of us have a monopoly, a real monopoly, the right, so super, super wise that we know everything about raising our children. But if you teach them about God, teach them the admonition of the Lord, we pray that they just grow up and do right. Some people were raised in the church, and that didn't stop them from doing wrong. Some people weren't raised in the church, and they're living a decent life and living for God, but they weren't raised in church. I wasn't raised in the church. I went to church, but I wasn't raised in the church. That's a difference. I went to church. We went to church, but I wasn't raised in the church, meaning I wasn't raised in the Word of God. I wasn't raised knowing that I had to study the Bible. You know, the Catholic people don't have a Bible. They don't have a Bible, like the King James Version of the Bible. They don't.
Yeah, well,
I'm just saying. They got missiles. It's not called the Bible. It's a missile. But anyway, I wasn't raised in the Word. Being raised in the Word is different from just knowing about the Word. To be raised up in the Word, which means that we're learning the Word. We're doing the Word. We're being raised in the Word. Amen. That's a whole different ballgame. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. So we thank God for his superabundance in our lives. And don't let anything get you down. Because I'm telling you, when you have God's favor on your life, you're going to get some rejection. I'll say again, there's going to be insults. Everybody's not going to love you. Some folks not even going to like you, let alone love you. So don't let it get you down. Keep on moving in the things of God. Keep doing what God said to do. Speak the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Love the Lord God Almighty with all your heart. Brings on the favor of God. We can't expect to gain his favor and have superabundance in our lives unless we love him. Let's read this again. Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to read all the way to 4 this time. This is very important. It says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. You hear that? Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man, because God will give you people for your life. You have favor. I remember when we left for Katrina and we were renting this vehicle because we left our car at home, and we got the van. We got this big van so we could take the family with us, and we left the car. Well, it got washed away with the it was covered with water, with the flood. But anyway, we needed a bigger car. So we got a van so we can take everybody in one car. And so it was costing us, what, $200 a week? A week, $200 plus the tax. And when we got to St. Louis, we had been there maybe about another month or so. And I was going to pay the bill. We went into the store to pay the bill, and a lady walked up.
That was the airport place where we went there.
No, it was in St. Louis. It wasn't at the airport.
Oh, I thought that's where we rented the van from the second.
Yeah, but it wasn't. No.
Oh, okay.
We had the van already.
Okay.
And we were going to pay the bill. And this lady walks up, and she says, the Lord told me to pay your bill. That's God. God sent that lady. Another time, we were in a restaurant, and a pastor walked up to the table, and he said, God told me to pay for everybody's food, to pay for the table. That pastor paid for everybody's food. That's favor. That's the favor of God.
Way over $100.
Way over $100. That's right. But that's favor.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the superabundance of God, and it follows you. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life as I dwell in the house of the Lord. That's what David said. Amen. So when you love God, goodness and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. And you're going to have that superabundance. It may not look like it when you're going through, but the superabundance is always there. Yeah. It never will ever leave you. God will never ever forsaken you. But believe God and speak the word. A lot of people don't want to do that. They don't want to get up and rehearse the word of God and say, God, I thank you for your favor. I thank you, Lord, that everything is going your way in my life.
Your way, God.
Your way, not my way, but your way, God. I thank you because your way is the best way, God. I thank you that all is great in you. All is well in you. And God, I give you this day. Use me as you will. Keep me, God. And I thank you. And just begin to do that, you know, and just talk about the promises of God for your life. Prophesy to yourself. God, I know I'm healed. God, I know I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed and highly favored. How can I say that? Because I'm blessed by the Most High God. Highly favored because of the Most High God.
Yes.
And when you give him that praise, when you give him that, he's going to be smiling. He'll be smiling. He's going to do that. Amen? He'll be happy. He'll put a smile on God's face.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we got to just love people. Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 to 40. Hallelujah. The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me. That's in Matthew chapter 25, and on about 34, verse 34. So what are you doing for the kingdom? What are you doing for others? If you want God's favor, we got to start caring for people. If you want that super abundance to flow, if you want to be in the overflow in your life, you got to give. Ruth found favor with Boaz because of the things she had done. So James says, faith without works is dead.
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And Jesus just said to you, you got to do whatever you can for the least of your brothers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's what Ruth did.
Yes, she did.
For her sister, for her mother-in-law, she stuck with her. She left her own people. And she went with her mother-in-law to where she, her home, left her own people because she was being directed by God and she listened to her spirit.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Look at the blessing she got. She's one of the grandmothers of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh.
So Ruth in chapter 2,
ooh, how about that?
Boaz is talking here. Boaz is the man that she ended up marrying. I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. God is watching. God is watching what we do, and he knows what we're thinking. How you left your father and mother and your home and came to live with this people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord. See, he's speaking a blessing. The God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's super abundant. She ended up marrying Boaz. She ended up being a rich, rich woman.
Hallelujah. A queen.
But not only rich with money, but rich spiritually. Glory be to God. God blessed her for what she gave. She gave of herself. She gave of her time. Glory be to God. And she worked hard. Took care of her mother-in-law. and then Boaz ended up taking care of them.
Yep.
Amen. Yes. That's what God does. She was noticed for what she did, y'all. She received more than she asked for, right? Because she sold into somebody else. That's very important. She sold into somebody else. And God blessed her with super abundance.
Yes.
He blessed her with protection, and he gave her more than enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
As we make a stand for God, he causes his super abundance into our lives. We got to hate what God hates and love what he loves. Bottom line. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to be closing. Chapter 4, verse 4. And Abel brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was held down, downcast. Abel found favor with God, and he was super blessed. Cain didn't, and he ended up killing his brother because he was so jealous, and his brother had more than he had, and he couldn't take that. He was jealous, but his brother gave of his best to God. So make sure that everything you offer to God, whether it be money, yourself, your time, whatever, make sure that you know it's going to please God. So giving of our gifts that is within us, that gift will make room for us, the Bible says, and put us before a king. The gift leads you to the favor, to the superabundance of God and man.
Okay.
As we see from what we just read, how God blessed Abel. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
So as we are faithful, like Noah was, he found favor with God due to his faithfulness. He walked faithfully with God, and it led to God's favor. Because God said, I'm going to wipe away the face of the earth. What he said in Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to wipe out the human race that I created. Going to wipe out the animals, the birds, creatures on the ground. He said, I regret that I made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Noah was a righteous man. He was blameless. That's what it takes. Got to be blameless. You got to be righteous. He was just. That's what God said. And he walked faithfully with God. And so his family was saved. He got a way in the ark. God made a way out for him. Hallelujah. What God does, that's his super. That's super abundant. His whole family was saved. Hallelujah. So we got to be righteous and blameless. We've been made the righteousness of God. And we can have what God says we can have. Don't let what other people say about you keep you from God's best. Don't let it make you run. Don't let it make you scared. Know who you are in God. Know the promises of God and speak it over your life and watch it come to pass. I'm telling you, it'll come to pass. God will make it happen. Because he's able. He's able to do what man can't do. What nobody on this line can do. God can do. We just have to look up to God. Look up to God. You don't need any affirmation from all you need is God. And he will give you people for your life that will appreciate you. people for your life that will celebrate you and not always talk down to you and not appreciate us. God will give us people that will appreciate you. And every time you're around them, celebrate you. Not even when you're around them. They'll pray for you, be with you, love you, and be there for you all the time. Whenever you need them, they'll be there. Because God put that divine connection in your life. It's part of his superabundance. Amen. Favor with man and God. That's his word. Noah was righteous, again, I say, and blameless. It's the key to getting superabundance, the favor of God, superabundance. The favor of God is worth more than all the money in the world. Having God on your side is worth more than all material things, all the money, all of everything that the world can offer. God is greater. Hallelujah. Thank you. Because surely the Lord will bless the righteous. He will surround them with his favor. Hold on to Psalm chapter 5, verse 12. He says he'll surround you. He'll shield you with his favor. I said that earlier in the sermon. You can be blessed. Favor leads to the blessing, to the abundance of God, the superabundance of God. He'll take your little and turn it into much. Just your little bit. Whatever you have, give it. And give your best to God. Be submitted. Hallelujah. In Esther chapter 2, verse 15, when the turn came for Esther to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than what Haggai, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of harem, suggested, because he was a go-between for her and Mordecai. Mordecai sent a message, and the eunuch was going back and forth. Mordecai sent the message that this evil man, Haman, wanted to annihilate all the Jews. He wanted them all dead. So read the book of Esther. So Esther had to step it up. Esther had to go before the king because she was told what was going on. Her people were about to be destroyed because of this evil devil that wanted to kill God's people. Just like that evil man, that evil devil wanted to take out Jehoshaphat and God's people. That's the devil. That's what he want to do. He want to take God's people out. He doesn't want to see us being blessed by God. See us go where God said we can go and what plans, whatever plans God has for you. He doesn't want to see those plans come forth. If he can stop it, he'll do his very best to stop it. But you can't stop a triumphant saint. When a saint believe and know that God is going to do what he says he's going to do, you cannot stop that saint. No matter what is going on in that saint's life, devil can't stop him. Because, see, God is unstoppable. God is unstoppable. He's fighting the battle. So there's no way in the world, no enemy can ever stop what God has planned for us. What doors are open for us, they won't be able to shut it. So Esther submitted to what she heard. She submitted, and she decided, I got to do what I got to do. She didn't take matters into her own hands, though. This is very important in receiving the abundance from God, the abundant blessing, that super blessing. She exemplified submission, humility, and confidence. She had courage. It took courage, and she was confident in God, and she won the favor. She won his favor. She went before the king. Hallelujah. She was humble. She went before the king. That's what we have to do. We have to go before the king. We got to call on the king. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So through humility, she received. You see, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. But we must be honest to be an honest person. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Remember Joseph? He found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted him to care for everything he owned. Hallelujah. After he had been thrown into the pit, God got him out of the pit, brought him to the palace, gave him favor, and made him ruler over much. But he was faithful. He was tested. Potiphar's wife tried to, you know the story, tried to seduce him. And he ran from her. He wasn't going for it. Why? But he can't take credit for that. God gave him the strength to do that, to run, the resistance. So see, we have to know how to resist the enemy. Hallelujah. Resist. Turn away from. Run. When temptation is there, run from it. Like Joseph, he just ran because he wasn't going to disobey his God. So God, because he was obedient, God gave him superabundance, made him ruler over much. Hallelujah. You're faithful in little, God will make you ruler over much. God will give you much abundance. Amen. I had to talk about it today. Mm-hmm. Because I see a lot of people talk negative, and it's a tone of defeat. We have to have that tone of, I got the victory. I know I do because I have the word of God, and I believe his word. And because I believe it, I can do all he says I can do. I can do all things through Christ. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ. Got to have that mentality. And no matter what, we can't be afraid. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to be afraid to do what we have to do. And waiting on God is so important. Don't lose out by being impatient. Be patient and wait and watch and watch. Be on the watch. Be vigilant. And you succeed in the things of God. You have that abundance in God. Yeah, there are a lot of elements out there that's destructive. A lot of people out there that want to destroy others. There's so much crime is on the rise. Everything bad is on the rise. But guess what? A word for you today. You're on a rise too. God is elevating you too. He's elevating you with his superabundance. When we just give God the praise, give God our life, give him everything he says to give, give it all. Be one of those that's an all around, all out for God. And don't be a cop out. Don't be a dropout. Amen. Give God what he says to give him. And that is obedience and walking holy. And you have it. This was meant to be an encouraging word. And a lot of pastors don't want to talk about abundance. I mean, they don't want to talk about prosperity. But God said you are supposed to prosper. Deuteronomy 28, in the book of Deuteronomy 28, it gives you all of the blessings. It tells you all of the blessings that will come upon you if you're obedient to God. It says, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall hearken, listen to the voice, obey the voice of God, hearken to it, the voice of the Lord.
And these blessings, all these blessings in Deuteronomy 28, starting at 2 and going down the page, and I've read them before, we taught on them before, all of those blessings are going to come upon you. He says the blessings are going to overtake you. That's what's called superabundance. That's what's called the overflow. The blessings will overtake you. Amen. The enemy can't overtake you.
Amen.
God's
Amen.
Blessings will overtake you. Thank you, Deacon Frazier. Hallelujah. It'll overtake you. Don't you worry. Joseph found the favor. Ruth found the favor. Esther found favor. God's people weren't annihilated. She did what Mordecai told her to do. She fasted for 3 days. And she said, if I perish, I perish. And she sent a word by the eunuch to Mordecai to tell God's people to fast. Don't eat or drink anything for 3 days. And she said, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. Amen? Glory to God. All of these stories in the Bible is to give you courage, to uplift you, to know that you can have joy in spite of pain. Hallelujah. And that God is with you in the storm. God is with you in the fire. You got to have courage under the fire, courage in the storm, confidence in God, and you'll make it through every time. God is not a sometime God. He's an all-time God, on-time God, and we have to be an all-out on-time when it comes to our prayer, our praise, our worship. We got to do what Jehoshaphat did and listen to God, follow what God said to do, do it exactly the way God said to do it. Step out, take the risk, be a water walker like Peter. Glory be to God. Step out on faith. That's what we have to do. Glory be to God. There's greater in store for the people of God. Take this word today. There's greater in store. Don't give up. You're on the brink of elevation. You're on the brink of a miracle. You're on the brink of your healing. You're on the brink of a financial blessing. Hallelujah. It's right there. Just keep on praising God. And in his timing, it's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. And as I said, prophesy to yourself. Take the word of God and every promise and prophesy and say, this is for me. I'm going to have the superabundance of God. He said I can have life and life more abundantly. Everlasting life is mine and abundance is mine in this earth because God said so. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Glory be to God. It takes diligence. It takes submission. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on yourself. And stop listening to other folks. And stop taking everything personal. And stop getting offended at everything. God said, woe to the one who gives the offense. He didn't say woe to you because you're offended. But he said, be careful of offenses. Meaning that don't allow the offenses to get you down. If I would allow offenses to get me down, I wouldn't be on Block Talk right now. I would not be on this, I would not be preaching on this line right now if I had allowed offenses to stop me. No, no, no. It's not going to stop me. No, it won't.
All right, man.
Insults are not going to stop me. Lies won't stop me. Hey, none of it can stop me. Because I'm on a move. I'm on a Holy Ghost move. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is moving up. And when you know you got the Holy Spirit, my God, what more? You don't need any more than that. You don't need people to affirm you. You don't need those affirmations. Hallelujah. When God chose you, everything is set for your life. Amen. Just remember that. God is on your side, no matter who's not. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So keep coming. Keep going. Don't let anything turn you around. Keep looking forward. Don't do what Lot's wife did. Keep looking back. Don't look back. Keep looking forward. Don't look back on how things are, how things used to be. Don't look back. Keep looking forward. Keep looking to Jesus. Because he's walking before you. Jesus is walking before you. And we got to follow him. He said, follow me. That means he's walking before us. So don't look behind you. Always look forward. Always look to Jesus. Glory be to God. And then don't let nobody turn you around. Don't let nothing that anybody could say turn you back, turn you around, or get you so disgusted that you don't serve God anymore. You got to do your assignment. You got to serve God. Amen? And always stay on the move. Glory be to God. Whether it be you working with your family, you're working, that's a mission field right there, just taking care of your family, doing what you have to do for your family, doing what you have to do for your pastors and people who love you, doing what you need to do for the stranger, taking care of business, taking care of kingdom business. Amen. Glory to God. So to be a good leader like Jehoshaphat was a good king. He assumed a trust in God. Like all kings, he was to lead the people. That's what we have to do, be really good leaders. Hallelujah. Leaders protect people. Leaders know how to manage their lives, and they know how to help other people manage. So read 2 Chronicles. That chapter 20 is very good. It's one of the great challenges that was given to one of God's leaders on purpose. That only came from three different countries against Jehoshaphat. So just
Amen.
Know that the opposition is going to come. But what? We have God, no matter what the opposition is. Just trust him. Bishop will be doing the prayer of salvation. Glory be to God. We haven't heard him do it in a while. But receive God today. Receive God. When you receive Jesus Christ, give him your life, then you will be set apart from this world. When you give all to God, you're going to be separated from everything that's going out there, but you still have to care about the people. You have to care about it. Pray about it. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. There's a lot going on. Listen to the news, like I said before. Find out what's going on. Find out what's going on with the government. You need to know what's going on. But remember I said, you can't, once they're in the office, you can't do anything about what they're doing. You really can't. They're going to do what it is that they do. Just trust God, and he's going to do what it is he said he's going to do. And then you have no worries. No worries. Don't worry. Don't fret. Just know that you got all that you can get from God. Almighty God, our Father in heaven. Amen. Honor Yahweh today and every day of your life, you're blessed. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Just like Mary was blessed and highly favored. She carried King Jesus by the Holy Spirit. She became pregnant. She received. She had no symptoms of pregnancy. Read it in Luke chapter 1, I believe. She just said, be it unto me. She received. Then she had to release her faith. Hallelujah. And then she was rejected by Joseph at first until Joseph heard a word from the Lord, and he listened. And, you know, God spoke to him and let him know, this is real. This is God. This is of God's doing. And then he gave him instructions to take her out of that place. So she had to trust God through it all. I'm sure he was considering leaving Mary. How could this be? How could this be? You know, but that's how it is. How can this be? Things will happen and you'll be saying, how can this be? My God, I've given my life to God. I'm doing what God said. How can this be? It can be because God allowed it to be. He gives us those challenges so we can learn, so we can grow. We got to be trained to reign. Amen. If you want to reign in the kingdom, if you want to have that super blessing, that super abundance where God will take your little and turn it into much, you got to know. You can only reign when you submit to the king. Just like Esther did, she had to go before the king. She could have been beheaded, but she had favor with the king. Vashti didn't. Vashti got fired. Y'all remember Vashti? In the same book of Esther, when the king summoned Vashti, she decided she wasn't going to go. She wasn't going to listen. And what happened? She got fired. She was demoted, and Esther was promoted. That's right. Esther was promoted, you know, but she destroyed herself because she wouldn't listen. The king summoned her. She didn't want to go. The king didn't summon Esther. Esther would be summoned, but she said the king hadn't summoned her in a while, and she was, like, afraid to go. But God gave her courage to go before the king. So we got to just have that courage. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go because I've been too long already. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, no. But anyway, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for this word. We pray that people have been encouraged to know that you are the only one that can give us super abundance. That you will turn our little into much. And Father God, I pray that people have been encouraged by this word today and that they will give you their all in all, that they will be all in and not drop out and not cop out, but give you all of what they have and be blessed beyond measure in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. God, I know you want us to be blessed. I know you want us to be supernaturally blessed, abundantly blessed. And I pray in a blessing over the people that have come to hear your word for your supernatural abundance in their lives right now. For your abundance in their lives right now as they speak your word, as they live your word and speak your word, it will be poured out on them. Father, I'm praying for your joy and your peace to be poured out on the listeners today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word. We thank you for everything that you've done, Father, for everything you will do, God, and for what you're doing right now. Lord, we thank you. And, Father, we're thanking you in advance for those that don't know you to come to know you today. Well, at least come and give you their life today in exchange for death in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Let it be so, Father. Let them hear you today in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. That concludes our sermon. Hope you've enjoyed it. Like I had, just doing it, you know. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. God be all the honor, glory, and praise. Hallelujah. At this time, I want to invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's the best decision you could ever make in your life. You know. And if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please make that confession today. And if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you kind of stepped off the center, you went in the wrong direction, you got back into the world, you know you can straighten that up. Just rededicate your life to Christ Jesus. And this time, don't let your foot slip, because you know better. You know better. Now, for everyone, for those who have never received Jesus and those who are going to rededicate their lives to the Lord, first of all, Word of God says in the book of John, chapter 3, famous verse, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, gave his only begotten Son, that whom shall believe in him shall be saved. Hallelujah. And God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The only way is Jesus. He is called the door. Hallelujah. The doorway to the Father is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. In the book of Acts, it plainly states, the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, nor is there any other name mentioned besides Jesus Christ, is there any other name mentioned under heaven that men shall be saved by? None. Not one. Only Jesus Christ. Now, if you have never received Jesus as your Savior, confession is in the book of Romans, beginning at chapter 10, beginning at verse 8, where the Word of God says, well, what does it say? It says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth. You must speak it out. Speak it out, verse 8. Verse 9, you speak this confession out, because the enemy can inject thoughts in your mind, but he can't read your mind. You might say, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm accepting you to yourself. Enemy can't hear that. He can inject thoughts in your mind, but he cannot hear what you're thinking. Okay. Say it out loud. Put it in the atmosphere. Let the enemy and all his imps know that you are receiving Jesus as your Savior on this day, and everyone that's on this line can hear you. And the Word of God says in verse 9, that Jesus, you know I'm a sinner. I'm not living here now. You know I'm a sinner, and I want to get to heaven. I want to be with you and the Father in heaven and the Holy Spirit. And I know that you are the only way. And I know that, Jesus, you have died for my sins and iniquities, not yours. You came off of your throne and became man and received the pains and sufferings that we deserved. You didn't deserve it, even the death. You did not deserve any of this. But thank you, Jesus, for your obedience to the Father. Now, if you make this confession and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and he saved us from our sins, you are now saved. Short and sweet. Jesus, I believe that God raised you from the dead and that I am saved by your stripes, your suffering, your dying on Calvary for my sins and iniquities. I am saved. As the word says, if I say this out loud, I shall be saved. Easy. God gives us an easy way out. With all the suffering and pains he went through, which we deserved, not him, he did it for all of us, each and every one of us. Can't we just give our lives to God? It's so simple. He just left it wide open for us, told us what to say, told us how to say it. It's very easy. Please say this confession out loud. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Read it for yourself if you have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, write the scripture down. Romans, book of Romans chapter 10, and verse 9. Read it for yourself. Read 8 and 9, verses 8 and 9, and you shall be saved if you've made that confession. Your slate is clean. It's just your brand new creature in Christ now. Because Christ has forgiven you for all your sins and iniquities. He suffered and died for it. Took our place. Bless your holy name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then, after he did this, when he returned to his Father, he sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to dwell within us. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. You see, our temple, our body is our temple. Temple housing the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a privilege we have. Mm-hmm. Accept it today. I urge you strongly. Because no one knows when our soul will be required by the Lord. As I said earlier, they had a 219-mile damage from one tornado, and many people died, and many are missing who are presumed to be alive but possibly dead. The longer they stay buried under rubble, the more chance they have to die. And I pray that they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. If they were going to cross over, that they say, "Oh Lord, I'm so sorry. Forgive me, Lord." I hope that they did that. I pray that they did it. I hope that those who did perish have received Jesus as their Savior. So I urge you today. No one knows the time or the hour when our soul will be required. Please give your life to Christ today. I'm urging you. Now, the next thing is to repent. Repent. Do not go back to the way you were living. I don't care if you were shacking up with somebody. Don't go back to that. Don't go back. Say, "Hey, I have to leave. I can't stay. You go or I go. It's up to you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm not going to live in sin anymore. You know, I've been saved by the blood of the Lamb, and I urge you to be saved also. If we're going to stay together, let's get married together. If we want to do that, let's part and go our separate ways. Live your life righteous. Stop hating on people. Love everyone, as God says. Love one another as I have loved you." Now, that you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and I know you did. I know it. I can feel it in my heart. I can feel it in my spirit that there are many people who have received Jesus today. And God bless you and your family. You may have children. You know, you may be married to someone who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. I urge you to urge them to do what's right, to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. As their Lord and Savior. Now, an outward sign is to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, as it says in the book of Acts at chapter 38, chapter 2, verse 38. And the word of God says to them, "Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." And with this outward sign, you let everyone know that you're receiving Jesus. People around you, people you don't know, invite them to baptism, family, friends, coworkers, even enemies, neighbors, strangers on the street. Invite them. "Hey, I'm going to be baptized whatever day, this Sunday or Saturday, whatever day you're going to be baptized." Invite them to that baptism, that outward sign that you receive in Jesus. And who knows? Only God knows that by you doing this, and people look around me and say, "Wow, he or she got baptized. Let me see. Let me be baptized. I want to see this life of Christ." If that person can do this, I know I can. And believe me, if you urge someone to come to your baptism or to be baptized, just start speaking to them. And that person decides that they're going to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that soul is accounted to you. because you gathered that soul. You urged somebody to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And there'll be a jewel in your crown for whatever soul or how many souls that you have urged to receive Jesus as their Savior. I pray in the name of Jesus that many will receive Jesus off of just what you said to them. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. So if you don't have a Bible, I suggest that you get a Bible. There are several good Bibles. Find a good Bible, Bible-based church if you don't have a church. And read the Word every day. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in all truths, which His Word is all truth, and give you the understanding that He wants you to have. Hallelujah. When you read these scriptures, take your time, read the scriptures, and learn. Study to show yourself approved. Hallelujah. And keep the faith. Faith without works is dead. Apologize. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank God for you brand new believers and for all my brothers and sisters who have rededicated their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you. Stay safe, especially during this holiday season where people are out to snatch purses and do all kinds of evil stuff. Be very, very careful if you're out there shopping. Be careful, and God bless you and your families. Remember, it's all about Jesus. This is the reason for the season. It's about Jesus, and it's been so commercialized. People think of gifts and trees and all kinds of holiday stuff, which is nothing wrong with that. But Jesus is the reason. Think Jesus first before you think about what I'm going to get for auntie or mama or my child or whatever. Think about the gift that God gave to us, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Bless you. And Apostle, we're through. And before I leave, it was pressed on my mind while Apostle was speaking, Apostle Lynn was speaking, that our apostle needs help. There are a lot of preachers and evangelists and ministers. You don't have to have a title of a clergyman. You don't have to have that. You can teach the word of God, read your Bible, and speak the word out. Come and help our apostle. If we get, he's trying to help people all over the world, and he needs time. He goes to everybody's line that I can think of, and gives them time. So return the gesture. Help Apostle Calvin. He needs help. He needs people to come to Blog Talk Radio to get this word out. And believe me, if you come and it's just 30 minutes of your time, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, that word can get out to somebody to save a soul somewhere. It's accounted to you. That soul is accounted to you. God bless each and every one. Think about it. Help out the apostle. He never begs for money. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. He doesn't just, he's trying to help people. He's going out and doing work, and he needs help while he's doing work sometimes. So give him an hour if you can on Blog Talk Radio, because he has to pay for that also, you know. So give him an hour of your time, and believe me, you will be blessed for it. God bless each and every one of you. Once again, welcome to the family of God. Welcome new believers. Welcome back home, sisters and brothers. And let me get off and let someone come back with comments. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Calendar, it's back to you, sir. Apostle Calendar, are you there, sir?
I hope someone.
The line is open. I don't know. Deacon Fraser, are you there?
Praise the Lord. I could read. You want me to read? Because I'm just going out the door.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
I wasn't hearing anything, so I didn't know if we had even been dropped off the line.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mother. That's good. Go ahead.
Yeah, God bless you on your work this morning. I was listening in.
God bless you.
A blessing to you and your family. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
God bless you.
We sit outside. Okay, my reading is a plan for today. Would you like a formula for success living that never fails? Here it is included: God in every aspect of your life journey, included the plan that you made and the steps that you take. But be aware, as you make a plan for the days and the week ahead, you may become sidetracked by a demand of everyday living. If you allow the word to establish your portrayal, you will evenly become discouraged or disappointed,
right,
or both. But if you guarantee, seek God, will for every important decision that you make, your loving Heavenly Father will guide your steps and enrich your life. So as your plan, your work, remember that every day, every good plan should start with God included yours. God used ordinary people who are obedient to help to him to do extraordinary things. Depending on the Lord and whatever you do and your plan will succeed. Proverbs 16:3. And may God add his blessing to his word. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
thank you, Mother. That was great.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you so much. God bless you as well. Thank you for the reading.
Anybody else?
Trust God. Give it to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give all your plans to God. That's what we were talking about. That's part of it. Give all your plans to God. Amen. Trust God.
Yes, yes, yes. You got to trust me.
I don't know who it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Nobody else is going to comment. We're going to close the line. Praise God. We did what the Lord had us come to do, so we're going to get out of here. Anybody else want to say anything? Deacon Fraser, you're there. If you want to say something. Hallelujah.
This is Lord.
You're going to wait a few more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we're going to close the line. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glory to God. No. Mm-mm. It's still open.
Yeah.
They're not there. Can you
I know where you put it, but it's hard for me to locate sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's okay, I got it. No problem. Hallelujah. Oh. Kodabasata. Sayane anamahasata. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Jesus. Hallelujah. Ikabamasata. Thank you, Father. Glory to your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, no one has any comments. We close the line down. And may the strength of God sustain us. Power of God serve us. The hands of God protect us. The way of God direct us. The love of God go with us this day and forever. Amen. The Lord bless and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless each and everyone on the line. And we bid you a good day. Stay blessed. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
You want to there? Pray the Lord, anybody there? Pray the Lord.